UW-Madison has been called the birthplace of human embryonic stem cells. And so for budding scientists interested in regenerative medicine, to be inside this UW campus classroom is one of the best places to be on a sunny summer day, even though school's officially out. Just ask Cody Mateka from Rib Lake High School.
This is like once-in-a-lifetime experience just to come in and get the whole college experience. It's just a great experience to have under your belt.
On this day, high schoolers from a handful of rural school districts are learning about the heart. It starts simple enough, discussion about how fast the heart of a mouse beats compared to that of a whale. Then it's on to smaller, more complicated aspects of this vital organ, heart muscle cells known as cardiomyocytes. Scientist Scott Canfield tells the students they are used to study metabolism, human development, and cell therapy, which could someday repair muscle damage from a heart attack.
There's a large number of fields that have all stemmed from these stem cell-derived cardiomyocytes, and just the amount of work that's been done in a relatively short time is truly impressive.
Canfield, a postdoctoral research associate in biological engineering, is at the front of the room lecturing potential young scientists. All of them wear safety goggles and white coats. Then it's time to leave their seats and put on latex gloves. They're going to examine heart muscle cells actually beating under a microscope. And Canfield says they're going to see how those pulsing cells slow down or speed up when a certain drug is administered.
So we're going to pull the plate out. We're going to look at group zero, so our zero nanomolar. We're going to count for 1 minute how many contractions there are, and then we're going to...
Rural districts participating in the camp are given access to equipment and advanced education they aren't likely to have in their own schools. Justin Gerlach is a biology teacher from Mishicot. He says the camp provides the kind of college readiness they want students to have.
The real life opportunity skills to take from what the classroom setting to see how does this apply to my future career and what I could potentially do with science.
Student Morgan Hansen has an idea where this all might lead.
I would like to become a physician's assistant, so I just see how far I can get on that, either a nurse or physician's assistant. So.
Hansen will be a junior next year at Owen Withy School District, which is between Wausau and Eau Claire. It's one of five rural districts participating in the first of two summer science camps this month. Their instructor, Canfield, tells them he too came from rural Wisconsin.
So my story, I went to Florence High School in the northeastern part of the state, right up next to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I then just made the journey over to Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin, and I don't know if you guys have heard, there's major flooding up there.
That wasn't the only reference to current events. There was also mention of the new Pokemon Go app, a subtle reminder of the world outside the lab. To that end, Canfield urged students to do more than just get good grades.
Make yourself a very well-rounded individual, because those experiences that you get outside of school really contribute to you having a successful career later down the road.
Canfield urged them to do research, volunteer, and most importantly, have fun. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.